Hawks trying to chip it up ahead to his teammate, kicked out of bounds. Throw in for the Papermakers. Busa ball, nonetheless. As getting another Papermaker substitution. Out goes Geller up. I want to say that was coming in. That was Colby Combs, freshman. Throw in, out of bounds at midfield. Another one coming for Nicosia as they're whittling their way down the field. Sanchez clears it. Again, another deep throw in for the Papermakers as they're weaseling their way down the field. I mean that in the all due respect, the nicest terms. Throw in for the Papermakers. Appears as though Christensen will be throwing it in this time. Declan waiting for his teammates to get where he wants them to be. He throws in. Good throw in. Getting to the goal box. Bouncing ball. Bouncing ball. Loose ball in the goal box, but cleared back out by Adams. Sending it right back in where the Papermakers. As Christensen tried to hit out of midair, and that's scooping in and scooped up by Rommelfanger. As he was able to pull a save on that one, that could have been bad. If you are a Green Devils fan, that is. Wilcox picks it up midfield. But he goes down for a foul against Adams. So free kick for Nicosia. Wilcox lines up. He's just going to boom it, and then he does. I'm looking for Alameda down there. Christensen, he's moving around. And there he is. Christensen's with it, chips it up ahead. But offsides is the call. As offsides on Combs. I believe that was Combs. Either way, 9 minutes into the second half. Goose is still up. 1-0 over Adams. 5-seed getting up over the 4-seed to this point. As ball at midfield, Christensen trying to get it back down into his offensive zone. He turns the corner. He is able to as he keeps possession of the ball. He's going, waiting for someone to come in. He takes a shot in, and that's going to be wide of the mark, scooped up by Rommelfanger. As it's another shot for Nicosia. No save on that, however, as Adams, Nicosia back out to midfield. Well, 10 minutes in, throw in for Nicosia. Laura, how about we take a minute break here, and we'll be back in a few moments here on 105.5 FM WIRI.
You can't escape a traffic jam. Know what else you can't escape? Seasonal allergies. And you might think you can avoid that coffee stain until... Oh, really? You can't escape a lot of things in life, but you can escape prediabetes. Prediabetes captures 1 in 3 adults. There are usually no signs of prediabetes. In fact, most people don't even know they have it. But with early diagnosis, you can change the outcome and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. Take action by taking the 1-minute risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. You might not be able to escape having this song stuck in your head, but you can escape prediabetes. Go to doihaveprediabetes.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
And it's sent to Alameda again, but he sends it wide, so it'll be a goal kick for the Green Devils. Goal kick for Adams. They send it all the way back down midfield. Nicosia trying again. Nicosia had the best opportunity to this point in the second half. I should say, I should take that back. Both teams have had opportunities, but it's been a lot of midfield play. As this clock keeps on ticking into the future, the Green Devils got to start feeling a little bit nervous. So they have struggled asserting their offensive style play on Nakusa all night. Just 12 minutes have come and gone into this second half. Go throw in for the Green Devils on the far side. That was picked up by Pavlik and sent right back down by Nakusa. And there's a foot race for it. Sanchez, he'll get there first as Alameda kind of pulls up. Look to fight another play. The ball sent back midfield. Christensen, he gets his pocket picked. And Cale Getterman. Cross field pass to Danny Mattson. As the ball comes up, trying to get around the defense, and Nakusa clears it. And there will be a corner kick coming up on that play, and that was about the only play that Nakusa could do. So it went way deep. As the ball turns, sent in and covered up and scooped up by Clark of Nakusa. Big shot. Big save. And Nakusa retains their 1-0 advantage over the Green Devils. Playing on the far side of the pitch. Tough to see numbers there. Now picking up Christensen for Nakusa. Ball bouncing around. Jarrett Wilcox right at midfield. You got to really watch out for that captain. As ball sent up to another captain in Declan Christensen. He tries to center it. Loose ball in the box. And that's picked up again by Adams. Sends it right back out. And there's Wilcox. He can't quite send it to his teammate. And now that's Adams back towards midfield. Nice lifting pass. Hit one of the papermakers right in the back. And now they're having a hard time trying to clear the ball. As Cale Clark, he's battling with that in the far wing. He's waiting for his teammates to get on, to get into position. Hard physical play down there. As now Nakusa trying to get there. Shot and a rebound, and it's covered up by Clark. Wow. Boy, Adam's starting to feel the pressure, and they're starting to take some shots. But that keeper for Nakusa playing strong. Race up the near side, and that'll go out of play. Goal kick coming up for Nakusa as substitutions come in. Out goes Peterson. Trying to catch that number on the far side. Hard to tell. I think that's Sawyer Jensen. Hard to tell. My apologies. As we're about 15 minutes into this. As throw in. For Nakusa, Wilcox has it near side. He's almost triple teamed, and there's a race for the ball. Alameda, he's got a head to himself, and it's going to be covered by Rommelfanger as he gets the loose ball and sends it back Adams' way. Rapids Transmission, they're known for their excellent transmission work, but they do, oh, so much more. Call them today for a free quote on your next repair. That's hopefully nobody's having that big of problems with their cars, but if you do, you know where to go. Rapid Transmission. That was a nice scoop up to slow down the play for Nakusa by Jameson Clark. And that's what's transpiring is a little bit kind of what I thought would happen is Adams trying to speed up the pace of play. And that's when they're generating their opportunities, when they're going faster and faster, faster. And now you got a corner kick coming for Adams, their third of the half. None for Nakusa to this point. As Nakusa wants to slow down this game and keep Adams from breaking out. And Adams on the other side saying, let's go faster, must go faster, let's play faster. Shot, sent in, header, going to be shifted just wide. Goal kick coming for Nakusa as we have played 16 minutes, almost 17 minutes into the second half. Nakusa still up over Adams, 1-0. Nice goal kick set up ahead to Brecken Kolar. As Alameda to Kolar. Ball being played near side. Sent up by Adams. They're trying to break out quickly and wear down that Nakusa defense. But that's a nice defense play by Sawyer Jensen for Nakusa as they're trying to get the ball up ahead, and they are still going. Adams now with a long boot. And now getting behind the defense is Cale Clark. Defense being played by Nakusa. Spinning, getting around the defense, and cleared last second by Nakusa because Clark was ready to rifle one in from about 5 yards out. Pushing and shoving going on. Officials letting them play just the way they should in this game. And there it's cleared by Alameda. Alameda up ahead to Wilcox. Wilcox getting ahead of steam, trying to get around the defense. Slams on the brakes, waiting for some teammates to come up as he's trying to get double teamed immediately. Now it's back to Wilcox. He centers it, looking for Christensen. Not there. Ball still loose in the goal box, but cleared by Adams as we keep playing on. 18 minutes in, we're almost at halftime of the second half. Boy, is it clipping along quickly as Nakusa applying more pressure, trying to slow things down a little bit. Alameda can't quite get the pass into Wilcox. They both collapse onto Sanchez, and down goes Sanchez, foul against Nakusa. That's their second, I believe, in the second half. Far from official, of course. As there's free kick coming. Sanchez to take it for Adams. Trailing Nakusa 1-0. So, ball goes out of bounds. Substitutions. Coming in for Adams is Nash. Excuse me. It will be Julius Wolfe for Adams. Out goes Wilcox. And then in for Nakusa, Dalton Behring. As, like I said, out goes Wilcox for a little bit of a breather, I believe. Christensen with the ball, trying to get up there quickly as he's being pushed to the corner. And Adams is able to clear back out. Throwing for Nakusa either way. So, throw in for Nakusa. Christensen walking. Nakusa not moving as quickly as they're trying to eat up some time as we are officially at halftime of the second half. Halfway home, 20 minutes to go. 20 minutes to go in someone's season here, unless we do play overtime. As a good ahead, throw in, and that's scooped up by Rommelfanger. Nobody got there. Someone could have. Boy, oh boy, that could have been trouble for Adams. Ball sent up ahead midfield. So, Laura, how about we take another break here, seeing as we're at the 10-minute mark of since our last one. So be back in a moment here on 105.5 FM WIRI.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
Beware of the blob, it creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor, right through the door, all around
another
the wall.
Underrated splotch, Halloween tune right there, Laura. Good pick on that one. Good movie, too, by the way. The original, a little more than the remake, in my opinion. But either way, Nakusa with the ball, throwing, coming deep in Adams' end. Header, loose ball bouncing all over the place. Ball, the bouncing ball, as they would say back in the day. And a sing-along song, and it's still bouncing down there in the goal box. Adams has got to be trying to think, what do we got to do? as it goes out the end line. And we will see what the call is. I know there's a corner. And it is a corner. Nakusa's first of the second half. I was able to get out of work early today. It's kind of like a get out of jail card, I guess you could say. I was able to get home and catch my favorite Halloween movie, Bright Night. I was able to catch that on TV this afternoon, the hidden gem of the day. As corner kick coming, header, bouncing, kept in play by Adams, and now it's being sent back out to midfield, but Coos is there, and they send it right back down deep. We are 17 minutes away from potentially finding out if Nakusa moves on. They just got to hold off for 17 minutes. Weather the Adams storm, and we'll see. As ball sent in, and that will be scooped up by Clark. No save on the play. As he boots that back down, Adams is right there, back on the move again. Double team immediately was Cale Clark, as trying to get the ball away is Nakusa. Alameda back over to Wilcox. And Wilcox has the ball picked from him, but he gets it back somehow as he chips it up ahead to Alameda. Alameda tries to hit Wilcox in stride. Can't do it. Now back to Alameda. Alameda with it, trying to get through the defense. He holds up, tries to get some numbers, hits Christensen in the right wing. And that's cleared out by Sanchez, throwing for Nakusa. Paige Howard in for Nakusa. And that's giving, trying to see the number, a break. Want to say Bryce Strobel. And I was correct. Wow. That's good read on my behalf. As throw in Wilcox. He's got a cannon on him. He throws it in, hits once, hits twice. And now Adams trying to clear it, but Nakusa trying to hold it in. Foul bouncing. Trying to get there is a turning shot by Sawyer Jensen. He could not do it. As the ball advances back down the field. Sanchez trying to get past his opponent. Can't do it. As Claire O'Donnell, she clears it back out to midfield. Doing a great job doing what she has to do out there. Ball comes back out. Midfield, and that is sent back out by O'Donnell. And now a throw-in for Adams. Coming up to do the honors will be Cale Clark. As they work their way back into the Nakusa defensive zone. Good throw-in. Header. And then Nakusa trying to clear it. Having a hard time doing so. And now they do. And it's almost picked up at midfield by Wilcox. If they could have got him in stride, who knows what would have happened. And now he's going. And he's trying to leave up ahead for Declan Christensen. Couldn't quite get it up to him. Kicked out of bounds by Adams. As throw in for Nakusa. Nakusa really adding a lot of charge into this and a lot of power. But you know what? When your lights go out, who are you going to call? Econ Electric, that is. Get your generic generator today and never miss a thing due to power loss. That's with Econ Electric. And Papermaker's definitely adding some charge into the game now. As sending the ball back down deep is Adams, but Austin Zappa is there. Kicks it out of bounds. Adams throw in with 14 minutes to go in regulation. It's a tie game. We play two 10-minute overtimes, and we'll see. There's no golden goal. You got to play them both, and we'll see how that goes. But if there is only the Nakusa goal after 80 minutes, Nakusa wins. They go to the regional final game. As the ball comes back all the way through the end, and that will be a goal kick for Jameson Clark. 13 minutes left to go in this one. If you're a Papermaker fan, you got to be feeling pretty good and pretty excited, but still nervous at the same time. because Adams, they have not been able to really generate their offense yet. But that's a big counter. That's a big, you know, compliment to Nakusa for their defensive style play. Zappa heads it back down. Played up by Julius Wolf. Christensen takes the ball up the far side, stops, tries to lift it, looked ahead to Wilcox, now sends it back deep. Now lift it up deep, trying to get over that defensive wall. That's about a five or a four player wall at midfield. Just saying, Nakusa, good luck getting it past us, as they're trying to shorten up this pitch. Struggling to do so, Sawyer Jensen, he's on the far side. He kicks the ball, goes out of bounds. And that will be Nakusa throw-in. Last touch by Adams. I missed that. As we get closer and closer to that really, really, really big moment here for Adams and Nakusa. Kind of see the excitement building on the Nakusa side. Coach Goodwin going all over the place. As he does. He's an animated coach. He's always fun to watch at these games. And Adams, pretty stoic yet. Pretty stoic yet. They got plenty of time. With about 11 minutes to go. Ball at midfield. Battling down there for it is Sawyer Jensen. Ball slips back past the wall of defense. And it'll go out of bounds. Throw in for Adams. Excuse me. No. They motion for Adams throw in. No, it's Nakusa throw in. They changed their flag direction. So Nakusa not rushing, not stalling. As Geller up throws, waits for everybody to be in position. As he stands back, waits, comes up, and he throws it in. And it bounces in there. Shot, bounce, and it's just wide of the mark. Oh, that could have been your Wayne Larrivee dagger if that goes in there. We should amend it. The Wayne Larrivee Randy Paul dagger. How about that? I'm okay with that. Either way, a goal kick set in midfield. Adams trying to do something with it. They've been struggling all game to do much of anything on offense. Nakusa doing a great job executing their defensive game plan. And now here's an opportunity. There's a 1-on-0 as trying to get past is Clark. And there's physical play, and there will be a free kick. Free kick, almost. Oh, boy, that's 21 yards out. He can pick a post. Oh, boy. Boy, oh, boy. 10, 20, 22 yards out. Here could be the play of the game. 70 minutes in, 10 minutes, as there's a wait. He's trying to get the official 10 yards. As they moved him back 1 yard. All right. So this could be the play of the game. We're going to see what we can do here. For Adams and Nakusa. Here we go. Clark sent. Blocked by the wall! It is blocked by the wall defenders, and that negates that opportunity. 9 minutes to go. Laura, how about we take our last break, and we'll be back here with the exciting conclusion here in Wisconsin Rapids in just a moment here on 105.5 FM WIRI.
A great opportunity exists for people who enjoyed sports as participants or by watching a son, daughter, brother, or sister compete in high school sports. You can make significant income while giving back to the games that mean so much to young participants by becoming a WIAA licensed official. It gives you the opportunity to get involved, stay in shape, assist in providing the many lifelong lessons proven to be inherent in school-based sports. Signing up is easy. Simply go online at WIAAWI.org and access the Officials tab to get started today. A message from WIRI. And the WIAA, keeping the education in sports.
Nearly 800 of the state's top student athletes will be recognized for excelling academically and athletically through the WIAA Scholar Athlete Award Program, sponsored by We Energies Foundation and the WPS Foundation. Applicants will be in the running for the 32 State Scholar Athlete Awards and a $1,000 scholarship to be presented at a reception in May. Application materials are available exclusively online through the WIAA website. The deadline for nominations is March 6, 2026. A message from WIRI and the WIAA, keeping the education in sports.
Boy, after hitting that wall, that free kick from 18 out, Nacoues is fired up with about 7.5 to go. Adams, however, they are countering as they get the ball down deep. Play tough by Claire O'Donnell. She picks the pocket, and she sends it back down, clearing the ball to midfield. Nacoues, he's got to play tough defense, but don't forget what got you here. With the offense doing what it has to do, as Adams is really cranking up the pressure. They are turning it up. And it's getting exciting here, folks. We'll keep her here. Took our last break during the game, unless barring an injury. Hopefully that does not happen. As Adams back on the move. Claire O'Donnell has the ball, and she kicks it back out. And that will be a throw-in for Adams. As we get closer to 6.5 to go. Cale Clark throwing it in. He throws it in back towards Sanchez. That was a handball. Handball against Adams. Worst opportunity, worst time for that to happen. As here we go, Nacoues waiting for their free kick. As doing the honors is Declan Christensen. He sends it up midfield. Nacoues not trying to allow anything to get behind them as they're starting to fall back into an umbrella shell and keep Adams out of the net as there's a nice place ball. Yeah, that gets sent back up, and it will be a corner for Adams. Their fourth of the half, fifth of the game. As we are under 6 minutes to go at Woodtrust Bank Field, Southwood County Stadium, Nacoues up 1-0 over Adams Friendship. Corner kick taken. That's going to be short. Bouncing, and it keeps going through the goal box. Picked up by Adam Alameda for the Papermakers, and he sends it up. Jarrett Wilcox, it's a one-on-one, and he will not get it. A little too hard of a bounce. Throw-in for Adams as they have about 5 minutes to go. Adams got to be getting nervous here. Nacoues, you can see Coach Goodwin on the other side, really excited, kind of jumping up and down, barking out orders to his team. As out of bounds, heck of an effort to keep it in by Christensen. As now Adams gets it back in. Blair O'Donnell out there already immediately playing defense. As she's really had a big role in this game as there's substitutions coming in for Nacoues. Our last read of the game. Coming up, family-owned and operated, A Street Auto is a wonderful place for you to find your new driver a new ride. Save your wheels and let A Street Auto find wheels for them. And that is A Street Auto. But talking about wheels, Nacoues has shown their wheels on their soccer team all night. Adams, they've been showing some speed as well, but struggling as the ball loose. Comes in on Ramaphin, and he scoops it up. Adams gets that stop right there. 75-40 time right now. We're under 5 minutes to go, close to four. Nacoues with the ball deep in Adams' territory. Adams trying to get something going, but they're using time. But we've seen teams score in a hurry. As O'Donnell, she clears it back out of bounds. So there's a stoppage of play there. Throw in coming for Nacoues. That'll be Nash Sanchez. He throws the ball in. It was teammate Matthew Pavlik sent back up neutral field and goes out of bounds. There will be another throw in for the far side of the field. Jameson Narot. Handball being the call. I believe that was the call, and that should be the call. Free kick for Nacoues. And we are sitting here with about 3 minutes, 20 seconds to go. Coosa, got to be careful about any delay of game here. They can't afford that, as they are taking a little bit of time to get things set up. Wilcox, he sends the ball to midfield. Nakusa sending it back down deep. Adams has to be real cognizant of what's going on as ball bounces back out, but further down into Adams' zone as we're under 3 minutes to go in this one. Nakusa 1-0 over the Green Devils in this Highway 13 rivalry. Adams really slow getting to the ball. My goodness, 2.5 left. Coach Goodwin pacing on the far sideline. He is really excited about this as the ball's hit deep into Adams territory, racing for it, and now cleared by Adams. It'll be a throw-in for Nakusa, way deep, almost at a corner kick level. Stoppage of play with substitutions here for the Papermakers. In comes Geller up. As Nakusa really trying to get this one constricted out of here. Christensen with the throw in. Christensen to throw it in. They started the clock. He's got to go. As Christensen throws it in. Header bouncing. Rebound for Rommelfinger. And it's bouncing and it's cleared out by Adams with 2 minutes to go, ladies and gentlemen. 2 minutes to go. As Sanchez gets it blocked by O'Donnell and sent back the other way. It's coming back in on Rommelfinger. And scooped up by the young man. Lanky frame, and he boots it. And he hits it with the side of his foot. That's going in front of the Nakusa bench. With about 1:40 to go. Ball goes out of bounds. Coach Goodwin yelling out orders. Really animated, waving his arms. Fun watching that, almost as fun watching this game. Because, boy, this has been a good one, ladies and gentlemen. I'm glad I was able to bring this one to you tonight as we've got about 1:20 to go. Adams throwing it on the far side. They got to show a little more urgency, by my estimation, as the ball goes out of bounds. Another throw in for Adams as we got 1:10 to go. And they got a good throw in. Adams shooting in, and it's wide of the mark. That is going to go for a... Well, no, they didn't let it go corner kick. You'd think they would have done that as we're under 1 minute to go. Throw in for Adams. A lot of... no communication out there. 40 seconds to go. O'Donnell clears it back. As Adams now trying to reload it. O'Donnell does it again. Young lady, have yourself a game. As the ball goes far side, 30 seconds to go. Throw in. Nakusa's got to be feeling pretty darn good. Throw in for Nakusa. Adams has got to be kind of wondering what happened. And Nakusa's got to be saying, we played a perfect defensive game. Ball bouncing. Comes back. 10 seconds to go. We got 8 seconds to go. Ball at midfield. Nakusa's going to win it. Nakusa's coming away with this one. 5, 3, 2, 1. And Nakusa wins. Nakusa wins it over Adams' friendship in a game of 5-4 in the Division IV regional semifinals. And it's an upset in seeding and in a revenge game for the Papermakers after getting beat 5-0 earlier in the season. Nakusa comes away with a 1-0 victory over the Green Devils. Laura, how about we take a 1 minute hiatus, and we will be back with the post-game show here on 105.5 FM WIRI.
At Johnson Chrysler Jeep, they want to know, do you truly love your current vehicle? Considering that Americans spend over a third of their lives on the road, why settle for anything less than perfection? The dedicated sales team is ready to guide you through every question and provide exceptional service tailored to your needs, all while exploring flexible financial options. Experience the difference with Johnson Chrysler Jeep. Let them help you find your perfect ride.
Got muscle? Athletes of all levels need to train to build muscle and rebuild and repair muscle after they practice and compete. Containing 13 nutrients, white and low-fat chocolate milk's high-quality protein offers athletes an edge over traditional sports and other protein drinks. That's why so many professional athletes include milk as a core part of their training diet and recommend milk for aspiring athletes as well. Learn more at GonnaNeedMilk.com, brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin.
The Junkyard Bar and Grill is your place for holiday parties. If you want to create an intimate holiday get-together with just your business, family, and or friends, the Junkyard has it all with a great atmosphere, delicious food, and plenty of space. Perfectly located between Wisconsin Rapids and Rome at 9047 Highway 13, the Junkyard also has the best live music in the area. And don't forget to check us out on Facebook, the Junkyard Bar and Grill, where it's always a good time.
Well, that was a fun one, ladies and gentlemen, as you had a usually a very highly contested number 4 versus number 5 contest in the playoffs in terms of seeding, where Adams Friendship, the 4, they beat Nakusa 5-0 early in September tonight. A goal in the first half for Nakusa, and that was all she wrote, as the Papermakers, they were able to use some Halloween magic and exercise the Green Devils by a 1-0 final time score in this WIAA Division 4 regional semifinal, where Nakusa, they will now play at Arcadia on Saturday for regional final and keep their game going, keep their season going. Well, we'll keep an eye on it for you as on Papermakers do your work. This game, really, all there was, all that it was, of course, 27-37, time of the goal in the first half. A beautiful shot, or pass to, from Jarrett Wilcox to Adam Alameda. And that beat Isaac Rommelfanger. And that was what the score was at the break. Second half, initial couple minutes, Adams had a chance, Nakusa had a chance, but it was controlled by Nakusa. They had a perfect defensive game. Slow the game down. Don't let Adams use their speed. They were not able to. They were negated, and that is how Nakusa moves on tonight and into the regional final game against top-seeded Arcadia. By my count, Nakusa 8 corner kicks, 5 for Adams. I had 7 shots on goal for Nakusa, 4 for the Green Devils, 4 fouls for Nakusa, 8 for Adams, and then 4 saves for Jameson Clark of Nakusa, and 2 for Isaac Rommelfanger. Boy, this was a fun one. I'm glad that if this was the final fall sports broadcast for us, boy, I'm glad it was this one. This was a fun one, very entertaining. Both teams left it all out there, and can't really ask for too much more when these high school athletes. Of course, high school sports proudly brought to you this season by Rodeo Grill, Johnson Sons Chrysler Jeep, Junkyard Bar and Grill, A Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Rapids Transmission, of course, and our good friends at Homestead Golf Course. Randy hangs out there a lot, even though I know they're getting pretty close to closing up. WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of our local businesses so that we can bring these games to our listeners. Please call 715-424-1300 on weekdays if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners. Home of country favorites and classics, 105.5 WIRI. Listen on your radio, 105.5 FM, or on the Civic Media app. So, Nakusa, moving on. Adams, season's over. Good season for Adams. Nakusa, season's getting better and better as we will see what they do on Saturday. Also, tomorrow, if you have an opportunity to, you can head on down to Tri-City Golf Course as they have a WIA Division II cross-country sectional. The Assumption Royals will be running there. The Lady Royals, and as they try to make it to state for the fifth year in a row, if I remember correctly. I think it's actually six. And we'll see if they can do it there to advance the state meet next weekend at the Ridges. I know I'm going to stop there before the next sporting event that's on air. River Kings tomorrow and Saturday against the Northwest Express. That will be both nights on Puck Drops at 7 p.m. And we'll have them right here on 105.5 FM WIRI. So, I think that'll do it for tonight. I want to thank again all of our sponsors. Thank you so much all fall. And, of course, if you want to get in on the madness of fall sports, winter sports, spring sports, feel free to call Pam, 715-424-1300. And she'll get you set up with who you need to talk to make that happen. So always happy to have more sponsors along with us to all these games. So for all those sponsors we do have, thank you very much for joining us tonight. And then, of course, Laura Berg back in the studio. Awesome job as always. Fun. Always a good job. So for myself, Mike Comer, everybody have a great night out there. And we'll catch you soon for more high school sports action, whenever that may be, here on 105.5 FM WIRI.
WIRI, on your radio at 105.5 FM and wherever you are with the free Civic Media app. Download it now in the Google Play or App Store.
Well, this kitchen used to be a dance hall. Music on and the lights off, just you and I. Used to be perfume on your pillow. New day through the window, bringing out the blue in your eyes. Used to be floor boots by the front door, but two ain't there anymore. And now it's just four empty walls. Without you, what the hell did you do?
check the oil. Mom stares out the window and says, I'm leaving my girl. She said it didn't seem like I that long ago. When she stood there and let her own folks go, she needed wide open spaces, room to make big mistakes. She needs new faces. She knows the high stakes. She knows the high stakes. She knows the highest stakes. She knows the highest stakes. She knows the highest stakes.
Country favorites and classics for all of Central Wisconsin. You've got them right here on 105.5 WIRI.
Never thought I would be like this. Wide awake waiting on a good night kiss. Sipping 90 proof, talking to the moon. Counting down the hours till it's 2 a.m. Never thought I would be like this. But as long as the night ends with you, and the yellow cab shooting me a text, ain't coming home soon. As long as I can bet on you calling in the bed after slipping out your high heel shoes. Good time out with your girls, girl, do what you do. No matter how late, baby, I'll be staying up. I can't sleep without you. I'll be tossing and turning all night, babe. From the smell of your hair on a pillowcase. Even if I tried without you by my side, I'd be dreaming with my eyes. I'd be tossing and turning all night, babe. But as long as the night ends with you, and the yellow cab shooting me a text, ain't coming home soon. As long as I can bet on you crawling into bed after slipping out your high heel shoes. I ain't lying, saying have a good time out with your girls, girl, do what you do. No matter how late, baby, I'll be staying up. I can't sleep without you. As long as the night ends with you, and the yellow cab shooting me a text, ain't coming home soon. As long as I can bet on you crawling into bed after slipping out your high heel shoes. I ain't lying, saying have a good time out with your girls, girl, do what you do. No matter how late, baby, I'll be staying up. I can't sleep without you. Yeah, no matter how late, baby, I'll be staying up. I can't sleep without you. This just wide awake waiting on a good night kiss.
Fall means football, a few cold ones, and those gorgeous fall colors. And don't forget 105.5 WIRI.
Top dollar to that old cotton crop farmer. They knocked on his screen door and he said, Lord, what you need, boys? And they said, you know, all the others went and cashed out. We got the subdivision all mapped out. It'll sit right here on this land.
and you could leave town a rich man. And he said, boys, whatever you're offering, it won't be enough. 'Cause I got gotta know one thing. Between the droughts and the floods, through all the years, what in the world got you through? How the hell did you get here? And he said, that little girl that used to swing right there, I still see her pink bow in her brown hair, running up after one of them long days, her big smile making every little worry fade. And over there under that white oak, said yes, when I got down on one knee. You can't buy that kind of dirt cheap. Now it ain't something you fall into, it's something God gives you and you hold on to. Just like that little girl used to swing right there, still see her pink bow and her brown hair. She's in the big city now, but she still calls home. She's coming back next week, and man, it's been too long. And over there under that white oak tree, beside the cross where my best buddy's buried, lays a puppy posted up in the shade. That woman never could turn away astray. I guess that's why she said yes, when I got down on one knee. Oh, long as all this is here, why the hell would I ever leave? You can't buy that kind of dirt cheap.
From Central Wisconsin and on the free Civic Media app. 105.5 FM, WIRI, Nakusa. Your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
You make this old boy's day. Hey, pretty girl, won't you look my way? Hey, pretty girl, can I have this dance? And the next one after that, gonna make your mind, there's a real good chance. Hey, pretty girl, can I have this dance?
She would. Hey, pretty girl, you did so good.